With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A school shooting in Perry, Iowa. Police say multiple people were injured in the shooting at the city's high school. It was the students' first day back in classes after their annual winter break. Dallas County Sheriff Adam Infante says police responded quickly to the scene.
This morning at approximately 7:37 a.m., we had a Sears radio activation at the high school, which indicated an active shooter situation. An officer first arrived within 7 minutes of that activation and located multiple gunshot victims.
There is no confirmation how many victims there were or their conditions. Police have confirmed who the shooter was, but there was no additional information. Perry, about 40 miles northwest of Des Moines. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. efforts continue to free hostages in the Middle East following October's Hamas attack against Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The White House says there's no specific progress to report, but the National Security Council's John Kirby says efforts to win the hostages' freedom continue.
The conversations are ongoing, they're real, and we are pursuing them with the same sense of energy that we were, you know, a month or two ago.
In recent weeks, administration officials have acknowledged that there's limited information about the condition and whereabouts of the hostages. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A winter weather system moving through the U.S. is expected to wallop the East Coast this weekend with a mix of snow and freezing rain, but forecasters are saying it's too soon to say which areas will be getting snow and which will get rain and how much. Stocks have moved higher, the Dow up 257 points and the NASDAQ adding 23. This is SRN News. Some new findings about our two major political parties.
Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University has been crunching the numbers, and he reports that amongst Democrats, there is one religious voter for every secular voter. In the Republican Party, religious voters outnumber secular ones 4-1. Burge also reports that on the issue of abortion, religious Democrats side with secular Democrats, meaning there's virtually no pro-life voting bloc in that party anymore. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that has helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. This is SRN News. A U.S. Senate hopeful makes a trip to Israel.
Dave McCormick is a candidate seen as most likely to win the GOP primary and then try to unseat Democrat Bob Casey in the fall election. He traveled to Israel Tuesday and held a meeting with officials from the Israel Defense Forces and was also scheduled to meet with other Israeli officials and the families of some of the hostages taken by Hamas. McCormick is a key part of the GOP effort to flip enough seats to reclaim the U.S. Senate majority in 2024. Bob Agner reporting.
A Nevada judge attacked in court by a defendant who vaulted the bench and sparked a bloody brawl with court officials and attorneys as he was about to be sentenced to prison in a felony battery case. That violent scene was captured by courtroom video in Las Vegas. The judge has unspecified injuries but was not hospitalized. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.